Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. This repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? All right, the Boomville Amateur Radio Club monthly meeting will be held this March 18th on Tuesday at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arts Community Center on 106 Skyler Street. Everybody is welcome to attend. If you would like, if you're interested in doing a net every night or ever, if you're interested in doing a net one night a week, please contact somebody here in the club. We can definitely set that up. Should a net not start on time, after a couple minutes after 9 o'clock, feel free to pick up the net yourself. All right, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is W2ZXN. Good evening, John.
W2ZXN, Andy, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. Not a heck of a lot. Just on my way to work, per usual. Got to be a little extra careful tonight. On Tuesday, I got up, started my car, and the darn thing blew the transmission line in the driveway. Luckily, got it cobbled back together for temporary while I'm waiting for the hose lines and all that to come in. So, just sort of taking it slow and hoping that she makes it for the next couple of days here. And other than that, not much. We've got 2 degrees out here tonight, and roads are clear, so we'll take that, I guess. Here we're supposed to warm up tomorrow, so we'll also take that. Hope you're doing all right there. I haven't talked to you in a while, so 7-3 to you and everybody else out of the net, and we'll be listening. W2ZXN Mobile.
All right, Andy. Well, yeah, drive that easy. This isn't bicycle weather right now, no matter how warm it's going to get. But, yeah, that's rough. Hopefully you get that part in and get that thing fixed. No fun driving around on pins and needles, that's for sure. All right, yeah, I see we're supposed to get up there. Almost 40 here tomorrow, and next few days, Sunday's going to be a little cool, but then it warms right back up again. So, hey, I'm looking forward to some melt here. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm ready for it. All right, thanks, Andy. Thanks for checking in. You have a good, safe drive tonight. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, hello, Jeff. N5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's three more, so we'll start at the top. KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Jeff, everybody on the side there. I'd have to name them, but I probably would forget somebody. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hurt Andy, Bob, Ray, and of course you. And anybody I missed there on the side. Let's see, we started this morning at 5.6 below, and it actually warmed up fairly well through the day. We got up into the low 20s. Right now we're 15, and we too are looking forward to a little warmer day tomorrow. It'll be the first time above freezing in quite a while. So, with that, 7-3's all around,
KA2-7. All right, Jack. Yeah, I heard somebody on TV the other day say that we've had, I think they said it's now 26 days this winter where we started out below zero. And that's just about a month there of below zero days. And I tell you, I am ready for that to go by the wayside. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, and, you know, hopefully you get some warm weather along with everybody out there tomorrow. All right, we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, what's going on tonight?
Not a whole lot, Jeff. Having a little fun with a couple of different bands and whatever. I'll tell you what, it got cold this morning. Not only that, but we lost our heat. We woke up, I guess, about 2:30, 3:30, somewhere in that area. And it was 60 in the house and dropping down, not fast, but it was dropping. So anyway, we got the electric going and brought everything back up to normal again. And I think the fuel ran out on the hot air furnace. Tell you what, it was minus 16 this morning and pretty doggone cold. Nothing I wanted to be out in, but I know people had to go to work and get out and do the daily thing, but I'm glad I'm not part of that scenario anymore. So back to you, Jeff. 82AIT from N5AOW.
Well, look at it this way. At least you woke up in time. Boy, that would have been something if you, really slept right until, morning there. Maybe you would have had some frozen fun there in the morning. Well, good thing you had the electric backup anyway and got it all set up and hopefully get you fueled up and ready to go. I know that's happened to a few people this year. They're not used to it, burning so fast. And this cold weather, boy, it goes quick. I tell you, we're out of pellets here. You can't even get them anywhere. If you didn't stock up in the beginning of the season, well, you're trying to get them three or four bags at a time right now. We're just running off electric as it is, and it's a little expensive. Even here in Boonville, the pollen has gone right up there this winter. A lot more expensive than it's ever been. So, what are you going to do? That's what you get for living up here. All right. Thanks, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's up?
It's a regular heat wave. It's 12 above zero here, and we had 14 below this morning when I got up. It was cold enough that even with the wood stove going, we have the furnace set at 65, and the furnace was kicking in, so it was cold.
Roger that. Yeah, it's hopefully that's going to be the last below zero we see for a while, if not for the year. But we'll see. All right, Ray. Anything else to add?
Nope. You mentioned the radio club meeting. Is it next week or the week after?
It's the week after.
I'll mark that on my calendar.
Yeah, providing we don't get any super snowstorms or wicked below zero temperatures, I think we'll have to all make this one. I'm going to try to remember. I have a hard time remembering them, but I'm going to try to this time. All right, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Stay warm up there, and hope it shouldn't be as bad as it was last night anyway. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI Mobile.
AC2WI Mobile. Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, hopefully I'm into the repeater okay. I'm coming back from Lake Pleasant. I took a couple extra days off here. I didn't really get out a lot Monday, Tuesday. A little. And then yesterday wasn't too bad, and I was going to come home this morning, but I said, you know what, it's just gorgeous, it's nice and sunny. Well, I ran into a friend of mine last night, that's a long story, but anyway, in town, and so I haven't seen him all year. He's got a camp up in Corpus Clearing, and so I said, well, maybe I'll see you tomorrow. So I met up with him today, and we went ride. And I have to come back. I wish I could take one more day, because it's supposed to be nice tomorrow, but can't do it. So Coming down along the West Canada here. I don't know, this is probably not the greatest radio, but KC2WI.
Well, your signal's not bad, but your mic's acting up again where it sounds like you're talking from the back seat.
Well, maybe it's getting worse if it was, it's been out, you know, in the real cold here. I guess the closest I can get it to my mouth. And, I don't know. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to either, I'm probably just going to buy a new radio. This is 20 years old, and, you know, time has come. Anyway, so, got to go back to work, and, maybe, I guess it's going to warm up some. It's going to be cloudy, but 40 or something like that on Saturday, so nothing really is going to melt very much. But it'll be a little nicer. And then back to more or less below freezing, but they're not saying, you know, 10, 20 below. The coldest I saw was like minus 12. Somebody else said they saw minus 17. We don't have a digital recording thing, so really don't know what the low was. Up in Lake Pleasant, and I don't know what the high was today, but boy, it was really nice. And as soon as the sun went right at the horizon, all of a sudden, boy, we really noticed, you know, it got cold fast. KC2WI.
Yeah, that's the way it is. It's that that sun's getting closer to the earth, and you can feel it when you stand out, and it's a lot warmer than the winter sun. So, all right, well, you have a safe drive back there, Pete, and we'll catch up with you later. And, yeah, you sounded better in that last transmission, by the way. I know sometimes that mic, I don't know what it is, there's something loose in there or something. Every once in a while, you fade out, and then on your next transmission, you come in loud and clear. So, all right, thanks, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Well, for my myself here, another average day of work. I got a kind of a tricky project here tonight, and I got to get done. Another late night at work, and then have some stuff to get done here tomorrow. And I have a feeling I'm going to be stuck working all weekend again. It's just that's just the way it's going to be. It's, this time of year, this is when I try to save up all this work for so I can go play in the summertime when it's, you know, nice outside when you can walk out and actually walk on the ground and not the snow. So we're putting that in the bank now, so we'll have more time to play later. But anyway, that's about all I got to report here. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? This is KD2AIT. And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Andy, Jack, Bill, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT. I'll be clear.
KC2AIT, Jeff. N2WBX, Dennis. KC2NBU, Ray. And KC2WIP. Pete, you're not in a position to take traffic, right?
Nope, I'm not. Not if it's anything important. I can just copy it, you know, by ear. That's about it.
Okay, I'll give it to you another time. It's the ACTEN report for February, so I'll catch you when you're on base sometime.
Okay, I'll be around. Kate, a beautiful night, by the way. Perfect driving, and the stars are out. I just took a quick little pit stop here and looked at the stars in the moon, and it's absolutely gorgeous out, KC2WI.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's cool. Okay, is there anyone else wishing to sign in the ACTEN before I pass a piece of traffic?
And 5AOW, good evening, Mark.
N5AOW, Bob, thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Okay, KD2AIT, ready for a piece of traffic?
Roger that, KD2AIT.
Please copy number 278, routine. KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York. March 1, going to Jeff. KD2AIT, break. February ACTEN report. Stations 847. I say again, stations 847. Traffic 267. Sessions 28. 73 break mark, KB2KOJ. Assistant net manager ACTEN. And end of the traffic, how'd you do, Jeff?
Roger, we copy that fine, KD2AIT.
Okay, very good, and I thank you very much for your support of ACTEN. Do appreciate it. Alrighty, I'm going to make this the final call for ACTEN. Any last minute check-in? Final call before I go check the Oneana 85 repeater. Okay, nothing else said. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ is correct.